It's tourney time, and Bet Rivers Sportsbook has your game day covered with a mystery offer. Head over to BetRivers.com today. Buzzer beater insurance, profit boost, parlay insurance, and more specials are waiting for you every day of the tournament. All you have to do is log into Bet Rivers today on any tourney game day and see your mystery madness special. Go to Bet Rivers and get rewarded all tournament long. Go to BetRivers.com today or download the Bet Rivers app. Your hometown sportsbook, Bet Rivers Sportsbook, BetRivers.com. 21 located in Indiana. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 1-800-994-8448.
Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker. Earn $14.50 per hour in an essential job, plus get money for college. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texter says David Johnson is more known than any Kentucky player.
Nobody knows who David Johnson is outside of Louisville fans. Nobody cares. He had one good game against Duke. Bravo. Good for you. Good for you.
And James Strebel.
Texter says David Johnson's better than BJ Boston.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
You know what I love about that sound? We all thought Strebel was right, and then he was wrong for large parts of the year, and now he's right again, maybe.
Out of nowhere, doesn't get drafted.
Which I don't know if that's going to be. You were wrong, right, wrong, right. Like, that take has went all over the place.
Man.
Like, we played that a couple weeks ago. We were making fun of you.
Yeah.
But now I'm playing. I'm like, damn, I don't know. He might get drafted before David Johnson.
I know. It's been an emotional roller coaster, these two basketball teams. It's not. No consistency, nothing.
Has it? I don't think Kentucky was. I think it was just a roller coaster to hell.
Yeah, just straight
I think it went straight into hell, and it just stopped, and it just stayed there.
It was the elevator.
Louisville's the different one.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, the elevator, man. Mitch has no idea. He'll never know.
Never know about the elevator.
He'll never know. He'll never know.
Hey,
reminder on a couple different things. Louisville, Kentucky baseball's over tomorrow on 93.9 The Ville. You can catch that pregame coverage at 5:50. And a reminder again tonight, a national championship, Baylor and Gonzaga pregame coverage beginning at 7 o'clock right here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and over there on 93.9 The Ville. What did you guys, and Mitch, I guess this might be a little bit more for you, how much did you care about this John Brannon guy, the Cincinnati head coach, his buddies with Chris Mack? That's been much rumored. He got not let go. He got put on leave, paid administrative leave.
Yeah. Right, which is...
That's what they put Patino on before they fired him, right?
Yeah, they're trying to find a way to fire him without having to pay him anything.
Right.
I think is what's going on here, pretty much.
I haven't heard, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I haven't read or heard anything about him, you know.
You know what, you could just stop the sentence right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I just haven't heard about any negative stuff other than his players don't like him. I don't know.
No, I just you know love I mean? That I haven't read anything. Mitch,
well,
you need to say that.
That's a good point.
What are you burning on today? I never even ask you. What are you burning on today?
Well, obviously the Devin Askew
you're,
stuff.
You're not burning on that.
Yes, I am.
You don't care about Devin Askew.
Yes, and the roster construct now going forward for Kentucky, obviously.
Do you believe Keon Brooks is going? Okay, the rumor is Keon Brooks in Indiana, there's a flirtation that is out there.
It would not surprise
Flirt, flirt.
It would not surprise me since he was, I believe, Indiana was going to be his choice initially.
Right, but Archie Miller is
Archie Miller.
Archie
Miller stunk. And he was like, I'd rather go play for Calipari. Now Mike Woodson comes
in. And Calipari begged him.
He did. Yeah. No,
listen,
wanted
Keon Louisville, Oh, no, you know, I was thinking of Devin Askew. Sorry. No. No, my bad. Continue.
But no, he wanted Keon. I mean, he wanted Keon Brooks, obviously, and he wanted him, I guarantee, next year. But Mike Woodson's got so much mojo. He's got the NBA thing going on. He is even though he's as old as or older than Cal, he just seems like he's a cooler guy right now. And maybe, and I know Keon Brooks is from Indiana. Maybe there's a need to come back home and finish the season. Because look, I know his experience at Kentucky was not good. He was one of the more vocal players when it came to the ugly stuff on social media and some of that stuff with the fans. He was more of the more vocal players in that regard too. I just don't think
he was the savior after the Florida game.
He was a savior after the Florida
right.
game, but I don't. I just don't think the experience was good for Keon Brooks for a variety of reasons. And it would not surprise me if he decided to go back to Indiana, especially with Mike Woodson having early success getting Trace Jackson Davis.
Here's the thing. Quickly, Mitch. I feel like, let me equate this to UofL for a second. If Sam Williamson left, for instance, mm-hmm. that would be a big deal. I think Sammy Williamson's better than Keon Brooks.
Fair enough.
I'm not, you know what? Maybe they're about the same. It's fine. I don't want to argue. So I would need to look at their box score. It doesn't matter, okay? One of them's not much better than the other. They're inconsistent guys.
Yeah, Sam Williamson had more games where I felt like he impacted it more than Keon Brooks did outside of
I tell you what, let me not make it even Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay.
I think a number of these guys who either transfer on the local teams, or are thinking about it, and some of that we'll never know.
Right.
I feel like many of them are replaceable given the current circumstances, but it is a big deal to land some guys.
And
I'm talking for everyone. Kentucky, Louisville, and Indiana are fitting all into the same pot here of the college basketball offseason. So I'm fine. Keon Brooks leaves, okay. But now you got to go out and get somebody who can do at least a little bit of Keon Brooks.
Which is like 11 points, five rebounds.
Okay. I mean, you got to have a guy that can play here.
Sure, sure.
Okay? So this can't be some sort of gamble, some BS gamble, a kid from Bucknell. Like, it makes it in now this late in the process. Of course, it's not late anymore. During the summer here, you got to nail and get another player here.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay? And we also never know how much they think these guys are going to go. You know, the conversations between Keon Brooks and John Calipari.
Right.
He obviously has more information than we have on these sorts of things. But what it does do, it's just not – I don't know how I want to put this. I used the word stability with U of L football last week.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that Kentucky basketball's unstable. But the sales pitch has differed so much here recently.
It's very,
That, I mean, listen, you go out and get a Davidson guard. I mean, they're going to get a bunch of players that we don't know anything about.
No less than high school. High school
right?
Recruits,
so,
right?
I don't know. You know, T.J. Walker, who's being crushed over this Devin Askew stuff. Apparently, he battled people. Mitch, have you been following this? Who's going at him? Is it
a
Chris
little
Hatfield?
Bit?
What's
but,
going on?
But
here?
Your boy Strebel was like with them.
No, I was with him on. He didn't talk to Louisville. But okay, knowing now what I know, and then Rummage finally provided me with the proof that I was.
Yeah, but we've
been
telling
for.
You that for weeks. Strebel.
I know, but he
you decided
my,
not. You decided look, not to listen.
No, my reasoning was this. If he had reached out, because he was the first one to say, I'm coming back. It was like the first weekend after they lost the SEC tournament.
Right.
He said, I'm coming back.
It was immediate.
It was immediate. Okay? That happens. And then, when he talked to Louisville, and my train of thought was this. If he's reached out to Chris Mack and saying, hey, maybe I want to play on your team, then why is his dad coming out saying, yeah, he's going to be at Kentucky? Calipari, I don't know if he made a statement or not, but there was no pushback like, wait a minute, he's testing the waters. There was none of that. The only person that was saying any of that really was Steve Rummage on Twitter. That really was it. Unless I completely missed something.
Yeah,
okay?
I think maybe I missed something. You missed something, yeah.
Okay, because I didn't hear anything else other than he's coming back, and it was applauded. People were like, yeah, okay, good. A second year of Devin Askew is better than transfer portal or whatever, and it was looked at like as a positive. Now he transfers today, and everyone's like, well, you should have known that. I'm like, what? No, because he immediately said, I'm coming back.
Yeah, but those are two different arguments. The argument you're having was him searching out to try to find another team, and one of those teams being U of L is different than him saying, hey, I'm coming back, and then ultimately leaving. Does that make sense?
It's just, for me, it's hard to say I was wrong or being silly when all the evidence pointed in my direction, because he came back
but you didn't have the evidence.
I had the evidence. I'm coming back. That was the evidence.
It happened before then.
Well, no one had the evidence except for Steve Rummage.
He's not the only one.
That hurt. Well, he might not be the only one. He was the only one battling me on it. Does that make sense? He was the only one saying anything. The person that had the evidence wasn't saying anything at all.
By the way, what do we want to do with the picture we have of Blankenbaker that we have not released? In fact, Mitch hasn't even seen it. Have you, Mitch?
But Blankenbaker wanted me to ask you, Street, was Kentucky in turmoil? He just wanted me to ask you that.
No.
Kentucky basketball is wavering.
I don't think it's wavering. I think
Again,
like
wait,
you said,
Blanket Baker,
on the,
Blanket
on,
Baker doesn't think SU's any good.
Yeah, what's here comes Blanket Baker flying in. When we want to talk about Louisville possibly being in trade, I don't want to talk about that. But when it's Kentucky, oh, Kentucky might be in turn. Kentucky might be losing some players. Now I have an opinion. Didn't have an opinion before.
Mitch, do we send you the picture in the rushing garb
that's awesome.
That your boy had over the weekend? Do you want to see this?
I did not see that.
You did not see this?
Oh, it's pretty great. This is what, late Saturday night?
I went to bed crying. I was laughing so hard.
It was late. It was like at least 11, I think.
Well, let me ask you this. I gave you the original picture there, Mitch.
Okay.
So
he's with the boys at Keeneland?
Oh, yeah, but look closer.
Well, look who one of those boys are.
Who's he with?
Who's he with?
I can't tell.
Okay, the guy. Okay, so
which
Blanken,
one?
Blankenbaker went to Keeneland with Gunter Brewer.
Oh.
And I think those are other guys on U of L, but I don't know.
Moscow Mark. There he is. There's Moscow Mark. Yeah, so, oh, Flyville. He's with the freaks.
So anyway, there, I just sent it to you, Mitch. Do we post that? Because here's what Blank did. He didn't post that on Twitter. He only posted that on IG.
On Instagram.
Yeah. Hey,
I think I saw it on Facebook, too.
If he put it on social media, I think it's fair game. If he put it on the IG, it's fair to put it on Twitter. That's what I think. That's my take on it, and it's great. I mean, it's Blank in this Soviet Union garb standing next to Gunter Brewer, just smiling while he's judging John Calipari, Kentucky fans. There he is. He's supposed to be a journalist, right? Journalists don't go out with coaches. You're supposed to separate your journalism.
Should I send it to him now?
Yes.
Put that on Twitter now.
He's
Blank and Baker's hanging Twitter. Out with the U of L coaching staff at Keeneland.
Yep. Yes, he is. He has the is Kentucky in turmoil. Oh, are you and Gunter Brewer discussing all the badass recruits that y'all have gotten this offseason? And all those great transfers you got. Were you discussing that with them, Mark? I just want to know.
Gunter was like, listen, I need you to say on the air that Christian Fitzpatrick, he could never live up to his brother's shadow, when he's not going to go anywhere good. Oh, he went to Michigan State.
Can you say that, please? But then say,
well, Mitch, I went to bed laughing. Like, literally, I was in bed giggling and crying. I just put that on Twitter at the only sweetie.
He and Gunter Brewer, man, you know, buds for life. You know, when you get tagged in Twitter, that's what you do. You go to Keeneland with the guy.
Also have a picture of Michael Bennett in an ugly shirt wearing holding Peeps.
Peeps? Who likes Peeps?
Which is going to be his new podcast name.
It is. Yeah. Peeps. Just the Peeps.
Texas says, Mitch, you butchered the Sports Center. Texas
I know.
Texas says the Sports Center was brutal like nails on a chalkboard.
We got a statement from John Calipari, though.
What did Cal say?
You want to know what Cal said?
Yes, of course.
Good
I want to know what
He'll
Cal
be great.
Said. Yeah, who cares? But yes, go ahead.
This is the part of the business I hate. I wish I could coach every kid for 4 years, but I have to respect Devin Askew's decision, and I do. I'll always be here to help him.
Oh, wow.
That's not.
What do you mean it's not true?
The thing about it is he wishes he could coach players for 4 years. There's a few players.
He goes on and says, my hope, and I told Devin this, is that he takes the fight he learned here with him wherever he goes. He was a great teammate and improved in so many ways as the season wore on. I'll be
Cal
rooting for Devin
stay?
As he takes
the
next step.
Is he trying to make
step?
Us believe he wants that he wanted him to stay?
That he's upset about
well,
this.
Well, Matty Bangs came out already. This means they're going to get a big-time guard, okay?
I hope.
I remember when that wasn't a question.
It just happened. They just got big-time guards. No.
Kentucky's not in turmoil, but they've taken a step back.
He's got to do
and
something.
It saddens me.
He has got to make some big-time moves. Why me?
He's
got to make moves. He's got to make big time moves.
What'd you get for the kids for Easter? By the way, I was wondering, Mitch. I was watching, you know, kids with 4-3-7-9-6-8 to take. I'm just going all over the place here. We talked about that long enough.
Yeah,
they got the same Darnold trade on ESPN right now. That's the last thing that we want to talk about.
Right.
These baskets.
Yes.
These Easter baskets are getting more complex, I've noticed.
Oh, it wasn't complex. The
what are you talking about?
They had their candy. as you know, as usual.
Yeah, but there's electronics involved.
No, they got candy. They each got like a little like you know like goodie like a toy or something like that, and then fishing pole. They each got a fishing pole. They needed new fishing poles, and so they like to fish.
Fishing poles?
Yeah. They love my kids, like, we like to, well, I don't personally like to fish as much, but my kids like to fish. Kellen loves to fish.
I didn't know you ever went fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
When's the last time you went fishing?
July. Last July. We go on the big fishing trip every year. And Kellen, well, he'll stand at the dock and fish for hours by himself. He loves it. He absolutely loves to fish.
He loves it so much, you haven't been since July.
Yeah.
I mean, Streamboat's April.
I know.
You've been in a year almost. You're nearing a year.
Yeah.
You can fish anywhere. Dieter's been fishing like 900 times.
I know,
times.
He fishes a lot. Yeah. But, yeah, they got fishing poles.
Mitch, I didn't know it was going to be that bad because when I was thinking, I've never heard him talk about fishing. He went back nearly one calendar year.
Yeah, almost. Yeah.
So you did get him a nice gift basket, a new
fishing
pole.
Yeah, but it didn't have, like,
all three kids fish?
Yeah, all three kids like to fish. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we go out in the boat and everything. They love it. You get a little fishing boat, get a punch.
Wait, you have a boat?
At the resort, yeah. You get a boat with your cabin.
Why don't you fish locally?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
You go
where to
buy
go.
A boat.
Yeah, I'm not buying.
You know,
the
let's
you know,
go halfsies
you know,
on a boat.
You know, no. Kentucky Fish and Wildlife is one of our.
Yeah, I know. I just haven't gone around here recently. It's been a while.
I don't think you like to fish at all. I don't think your kids like to fish
no,
at all.
Kellen
There's
loves
something
to
going
on.
I'm not sure I believe any part of this story. Mitch,
I said it's
what's
not
going
my
on
favorite
here?
Thing. My kids like to fish. They love to go fishing. There's a little bay right off the resort that we stay at that we go in, and they had got like bluegill and catfish and stuff like that. And they just drop their line in, they get a fish. It's like they just pop right in. They love it. They have a great time.
Yeah, but that's rigged fishing.
It's
that's
not rigged
that's
fishing.
Not real fishing.
No, it is
if
real
they
fishing.
Throw if they throw the
it's not,
the buoy in or what's it called? They throw what's
oh,
not,
it's
not
a bobber.
The buoy.
It's a
they
bobber.
The bobber. If they throw the bobber in and it immediately catches a catfish, it's fugazi.
It is real.
That's
no,
what it is.
No, it's not. It's not it's a natural lake. It's in Minnesota. It's not a man-made lake and they don't resupply it. Like they can't like dump fish into the lake. It's all natural. They just congregate in this little bay. There's a lot of food over there, so they all swim over there. They don't get the big fish over there. They get like I said, bluegill and the catfish. All the big fish, the walleye and all that stuff's in the big lake.
I'm not sure, Mitch. Do we believe any? I don't know what's.
It's all
the
true.
The only time you fish is at a resort. There's places all over here you can fish.
I know, and we always talk about going locally, but we never do it. We talk about going locally all the time. We just never do it.
This is like when your wife wanted to go biking with you. Like, but not heartily.
Not motorcycles. No.
Not a crotch
like,
rocket.
Yeah, bikes. Like, yeah. Pedal bikes. Yeah, bicycles.
You gave that up, too.
I never started that. That never even got started.
You feel like you're holding your kids back with this whole fishing thing?
No, I don't feel like I'm holding them back.
Texas says, did Kellen listen to the fishing forecast?
I don't think so, no. He didn't.
Texas says you should let Kellen go with Diener. That's a good
idea. That's a good idea. I'd let him go with Diener. He and Max are about the same age.
Max is like 13.
He has like 4 years apart.
That's a big 4 years.
Yeah.
The jump between 9 and 13
is a
massive change.
That's a middle school. That's a middle schooler hanging out with like an elementary school.
Yeah, yeah. There's no way Max is 13. He's not hanging out with a 9-year-old.
Our neighbor across the street hangs out with Kellen. He's in 7th grade.
That's because it's a neighborhood.
It doesn't mean he Max still hangs out with him.
Max Diener has options.
That's fine.
He's got options.
Okay. All right. And my son's
not,
yeah,
not
okay.
a 13-year-old. Right. He's not going to do that.
Okay. That's fine.
Texas says Streeble's heading down to the old swimming hole.
I wish I was. It's a great day for it. Wonderful.
Texas says the last relevant wide receiver at Michigan State was Plaxico Burress. I want to say there's got to be someone between then.
Yeah,
help me here. There's got to be someone.
There was somebody
it's
else.
It's a very, I won't say musty football program. But
it's no, I think it's fair. I think Michigan State's pretty musty.
Wait, 3-4 years ago, they were in the playoff.
Yeah,
playoff.
And then they like
yeah, and then,
fell
and,
right
and,
off.
Yeah, and they had to get another coach.
Terrible.
Oh, and I forget the guy from Colorado.
Yeah,
Mel Tucker.
Yeah, I like him. What's wrong with Mel Tucker?
Nothing. They're kind of musty. I agree with Mitch.
They had a quarterback last year who couldn't throw. Rocky Lombardi, he could not throw a pass to save his life.
Texas says, does Triple not understand the good parts of the radio gig? Get the good hookup. I agree. Texas says the process claims to fish.
I'd have
yeah,
to
the
see
process
that.
Claims a lot of things.
Yeah, I had to see process with a stogie fishing. That would be great.
Texas says the resort.
Yeah. It is. It's a fish. It's a resort.
Texas says Big Daddy Lion again. He hasn't went fishing since his wife was sunburned last summer.
I didn't lie about anything. What did I lie about?
Texas says, LOL, Strieble takes his kids to a high-priced pay lake.
It's not a pay lake. It's not a pay lake. It's not. It's a group of cabins on a lake in Minnesota. It's not a pay lake.
Texas says, stop saying Diener fishes. He has no idea about fishing life. Biggest crook I've ever heard. Stop.
Wow. Crutching Diener for no reason.
Just going at him.
Yeah.
Texas says Kentucky basketball is the next Indiana basketball.
No, I don't think so. That's not. Mm-mm. No, no. It's not looking great. I'm not going to lie. It's not looking great right now. And yet Calipari begging for airtime, which isn't good either.
Texas says a big dog texted Jamie to meet him at Keeneland this weekend. How quick would he turn to Cole? Would he run to Cole's for a new outfit?
Maybe
Texas
says,
has Strieble ever gone skinny dipping?
Kind of, but not really, no.
A kind of?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I've not been skinny dipping. I mean, I've been in a pool. Like, I've been in, like, water in, like, underwear. That's not skinny
That's
dipping.
Not skinny dipping, yeah. No. It's a big difference.
Then, no, I haven't.
Mitch? Yeah, there you go.
There it is. There it is.
There it is.
Mitch has.
I don't know if he's even there. Oh! I was gonna go to Sound or something. Okay, I had no idea.
Callaway County, you jumping off the cliffs or whatever? You swinging on a rope into the water?
No, it was just, you know, spur of the moment thing.
Mixed company?
Yep.
All right. He's being very secretive about that.
I mean, you
that.
Think?
Yeah, very yep. secretive.
No,
nope.
yep. I mean, yep. quite, yep. I mean, who do you think, who does he think is listening right now?
I don't know.
This is the one day my mom and Sean were driving through town, and we have to talk about the time at Deems Lake.
You are with skinny dipping with other co-eds. Travesty.
Texas says Michigan State went to the playoff in 2015.
Yeah. They haven't done anything since.
I love you saying that. I mean, that's Kentucky basketball.
No, it's not. They've been more relevant recently than Michigan State football. Oh, yeah. They had to hire the Colorado coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you hired the Memphis coach.
Yeah, but he was
you hired a mid-major basketball coach, and an NBA stint.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot more than Mel Tucker.
A failed one. Mel Tucker is a better coach right now than Cal was when he got hired at Kentucky.
Oh, that is – you don't believe that.
No
You're
one
just
believes
saying that.
That. Texas says Strieble takes his kids fishing at Bass Pro Shops, LMAO.
No, we don't. Look, I've slipped up, okay? I'll take them fishing more. I'll take them fishing, they'll come back. Hey, I had a great week fishing.
You should.
Oh, you bum. Why weren't you doing this weekend, you bum? Bye.
Texas says, what is being kind of naked?
I had underwear on. That's what I'm saying.
Boxers or tidy whities?
Boxers. Now I like the briefs, like the boxer briefs. That's what I like.
Did Emily get a fishing pole as well?
No. No. The kids got a fishing pole. I got some candy. My wife got some candy. It was nice.
You gave your wife candy?
Yeah.
What'd you give her?
You got her a basket. She had the
You gave your wife a basket?
Yeah. I mean, I put a basket together for her. Yeah, she had Reese's eggs.
What'd she put in your basket?
Reese's eggs, Reese's. Cadbury eggs, chocolate Easter bunny, M&M's, stuff like that.
Did Dad come over?
He did come over, yeah.
Did he crush the heater outside?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We just stayed outside. We didn't go inside.
How many heaters he crushed? Just tons of them?
Five or six at least.
That's it?
At least.
I was about to say.
I was, you know, we were heavy into the PBR, so I wasn't.
Oh, that's what you had?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, not been my beer. Not a PBR fan.
I like it on occasion.
Yeah,
it's not one of those things I like drink all the time.
Did he bring that, a 30 rack?
No, I did. I
you
bought
got
it.
The 30
yeah,
rack.
Yeah, I got the 30 rack, and I put it in the backpack cooler.
So who drives then? Does he drive home? Does your mom drive him
home?
Oh, my mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Mom's driving, yeah, yeah. Mom doesn't drink, so.
Really?
Yeah, makes it easy.
I thought you said thanks to Easy.
No, no, it makes it easy.
Like it was like to Big Easy. I'm like, wait a minute.
Never thanks to Easy.
No, never. Never thanks to Easy. In anything. No. In life. I mean, literally nothing in life. 437-9680. Last one here. And listen, we have another hour and a half to go. What did you guys make of Justin Powell? Break. On the other end, I just want your reaction because the reaction seemed like I didn't get I didn't see much reaction.
Right.
But then some people in Kentucky fans and Twitter people were like, wait a minute, why are you guys reacting so negatively? Right? And so
miscommunication.
Disconnect between me and Kentucky fans on Justin Powell going to Tennessee. I'm not shocked by that. And then after the break, we got to get to Bozich. We got to get to Bozich. Bozich was the star of the weekend. We'll do that. And we got the sound bracket coming up. We got to preview tonight's game and say goodbye to some sound that we lost over the weekend. 437-9680, halfway through on this Monday. All right, guys, if you're in the need for spirits, wine, beer, those premium cigars, whatever, or some heaters.
Absolutely.
Get those too at Cox's Spirit Shop. And, of course, the two locations of Evergreen Liquors, both of those on Shelbyville Road. Whatever you want your shopping experience to be, they got you covered. Cox's and Evergreen Liquors, they've been in the market now for more than 25 years. Multiple neighborhood locations, so find the one closest to you. And to do that, you can go to coxslouisville.com. They're also now offering delivery. They have all the doings. It's obviously Kentucky Derby. That's coming up as well. Clean stores, well-lit stores, well-stocked stores, and the friendliest service in town. Again, all the spirits. Get that Woodford, that Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
get that wine, get that beer, Evergreen Liquors. They have that fantastic selection of craft beer as well. Again, find them online today, all the locations and the delivery service that they're now offering. You can do so at CoxsLouisville.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Mitch, you're 25, right?
Yes.
So if you went 32, what would we think about that with Mitch?
A 32-year-old, it wouldn't. I would say good for Mitch. Now, she had kids.
And James Strebel.
I dream of that for Mitch.
Mitch being the boyfriend and with the kids. And we're going to go to the zoo.
Yeah, I'd be like, is it with my producers always wanting to marry women with kids?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
By the way, Sam Darnold got traded to the Carolina Panthers. So that's it for your boy Teddy Bridgewater.
Teddy's on the move again.
Mitch, are you mad? Have you seen people assemble on Twitter? Has Louisville Twitter assembled?
Oh, I'm sure.
Ennis getting them ready?
I'm sure Ennis and Blake and Baker are getting them ready over there.
Is Hancock in there? A little Maven and Rummage?
I don't care. I think Teddy stinks.
Whoa, Mitch.
Well, he's not a starter. He's a backup.
Yeah, he's fine backup.
By the way, Sam Darnold stinks too.
Yeah, so I like the Carolina. I mean, how excited are Carolina Panthers fans?
Not.
Really, they can't be excited. I mean, Sam, like you said, he stinks. He's terrible.
Yes,
he's terrible.
I'm with you.
We're drafting someone else. Get out.
I mean, they can still take a quarterback in the draft if you want.
That's what I'm saying. I think that absolutely. It's like Arizona sending Josh Rosen. Get out. Get out of here. We're done.
Texas says, did Round Daddy's skinny dipping partner get sunburned as well?
Yes. In short. Yeah.
Texas says, Strebel said fishing Poe.
I may have.
Texas says, it sounds like Mitch went skinny dipping with his bro dudes. Yeah, it did. It really did.
He did say mixed company. Though.
Texas says, I'm just tuning in. Was there a take on no more mask in God's country? Yeah, that starts tomorrow.
I mean,
some places are still going to make you have them.
Yes, there'll still be.
But other places, it's going to be up to you and the Lord.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm sure like your big chain stores will still have the suggestion on the door to wear one when you come in. But like local places, like local restaurants and bars and stuff.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see.
How much did you care about Lincoln Riley? Did you guys happen to see him on Twitter? He cooked the meat.
Oh.
He cooked the brisket, it looked like. So you didn't see this at all
on Twitter?
I didn't
see this. No, I didn't see Lincoln Riley cooking the brisket.
I did.
Was he getting crushed? Is he getting crushed?
Wait, how did you not see this? Were you not on Twitter at all?
Today?
Yeah.
Not really,
or yesterday.
No. Oh, yesterday, not really, no. I wasn't on Twitter very much yesterday.
He put Happy Easter.
Okay.
And his meat was dry. His biscuit was dry, so people were taking a run at him all over the place.
Yeah, that's some. Now I'm no brisket expert. I mean, what does Biggest Biscuit think? That's who we need to send that to.
He said it looked like jerky.
He said it looks like jerky.
Is he the expert? I
mean,
can no one else grill around here, but we have to go through Biscuit as the gatekeeper?
He is the
gatekeeper. No man can put some chicken breast on the damn fire.
Barbecue.
Or brisket or wings or anything.
Biscuit has to improve.
It's got to pass through Biggest Biscuit first.
I think that's the Twitter rule, yes. I don't prescribe
that. Why is
that
Lincoln
myself?
Riley making his own brisket? Does he have, like, servants and stuff? And if he's using the green egg, those are easy.
Maybe he decided he wanted to be manly.
No, but that's what I'm saying. If he's using a green egg, those are made so you don't have issues.
So you don't make it into jerky.
Yeah, exactly.
See, I don't have enough money to get a big green egg, so I don't know how those operate. I'm still working on a regular grill. Well, I enjoy the process.
Yeah, but you don't eat. Your wife works.
Yeah.
And I can see you have three kids. Probably at least one or two of them are picky.
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. You don't need to get a big pork butt or anything like that.
No, I don't. But it could be one of those things. I eat leftovers. I know people don't like leftovers.
I hate leftovers.
Really? I personally like them.
I despise leftovers. Mitch, you despise leftovers?
No, I like leftovers. So I got I got the air fryer. So I buy like a thing of like four chicken breasts and I cook them all and I, you know,
eat them.
I have my chicken for the week. Yeah.
There you go. That's what I do. You make a lot of food. You eat it for the rest of the week. Take it for lunches. That's what I do with my. My wife doesn't like leftovers either. So I live in a house with someone that despises leftovers. So I'm like the lone leftover person.
How about that?
Yeah. I take it for lunch a lot. But yeah, Lincoln Riley, step up your game. Come on.
Again, does he not have servants or something
somebody,
going on?
Let me watch a YouTube video on the green egg. I mean, you don't want meat like that.
Save that. Let me ask you guys this. What do we do with Bozich this week?
Boy, I that made me sad.
Okay. No.
I was sad.
I'm the opposite of you. So I don't know what time this was, but it was past 9 o'clock on Saturday night.
Yeah.
It was when Miley Cyrus was performing.
The pregame show.
Yes. At that point, your boy here was flying. So
flying
high. Grossman, okay, so Christian Lander's coming back. Okay, there we go. Christian Lander's coming back. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you for that, Grossman.
What's is just hitting the home runs left
he
and
is.
Right?
I mean, not that Christian Lander's is very good, but maybe he brings them back. He gets another full season under his belt. Mike Woodson can work that magic. Things are happening.
I mean,
how
a starting lineup of Lander, Franklin, Keon Brooks, TJD, get you a five-man.
It's better than Kentucky.
I don't know if it's better than Kentucky.
If Carly Jones and David Johnson don't come back.
Indiana might be the best basketball school in the area next year. That's not out of the realm of possibility right now.
Are you going to watch games?
IU games? Yeah, with Mike Woodson. I want to see that goatee. Spitting orders to everybody. Get out there. Hustle.
So anyway, Miley Cyrus was on at this point. I have no idea what time everything here was going on.
It was in between.
But it was well after 9 o'clock.
It was in between.
Yeah, well, I know it was in between game one and game two. They left about an hour or so.
Sure.
I don't know if people still like Miley Cyrus or not. I just don't know, nor do I really care, quite frankly, about what anyone's thoughts on that are. But our guy Rick Bozich tweeted out the following.
So great.
I believe the between games entertainment moved me to a decision. First pitch, 9:07. I'll follow the basketball, which I believe is the actual reason to be an Indy, on Stat Broadcast. Good night. And that's it.
See, I read that, and it saddened me because I knew it was going to happen. I knew exactly what was going to happen to Rick Bozich. He was going to get – He's going to get assaulted on Twitter.
He did. We made Barstool.
He made Barstool.
Mitch, what did you see? They called him an old. Yeah. Didn't they call him
old? Big J journalist in Louisville, an old head, yeah.
Yes, Big
They called him an old head.
An old head. Big J journalist, old head.
He tweeted that out at 8:06.
And they had
tweets. He did tweet out, not fouling, smacked his arm. That was at 10:51, and that's it.
Yeah.
That's the only Bozich tweet that we got. So, Mitch, can you help me here? When did the White Sox play that night? Bozich must have went back and looked.
He at least looked.
How much has he seen of his Twitter over the last little bit? Does he know he's made Barstool?
I don't think he does. I don't think he realized how big of a star he was this weekend.
I bet he knows.
But he won
Barstool.
The weekend, did he not?
Yes, he was the best.
I think Paul Pierce won. Bozich was close.
Okay,
second.
That's a good. Yeah.
Okay, so then let's get to that. Paul, let's intertwine these two. I have no idea what time this was.
I don't either.
It might have been at 7 a.m. Eastern time. Saturday morning, Paul Pierce was drunk. There were blunts around there.
Yeah.
You saw his eyes looked like that.
He had shots.
Okay,
going.
He's playing poker, and there's women twerking, and there's dollar bills.
He's getting a massage.
And he's getting a massage. That's it!
Hey.
That's it.
And he's going
and he
live.
Goes live on Instagram, and then at like 8 o'clock at night, he tweets out "Good morning." And who won the weekend? Did Bozich win the weekend, or did Paul Pierce win the weekend?
I give it to Paul Pierce. I give the weekend to Paul Pierce.
Yeah,
I thought
Paul
that was
Pierce
fantastic.
Always has those types of weekends. I would imagine he just doesn't get on IG
exactly.
Live.
Exactly, it's not.
Bozich was a star here,
but Bozich has had tweets like this in the past. I believe that Barstool article also brought up some stuff he'd said in the past.
Oh, did
that,
it? I didn't read the article.
Oh, yeah,
from Barstool.
Yes, yeah, that made him like out to be an old man again, like some other old man type tweets from Bozich.
No.
So yeah, so they
does his son? Does Alex Bozich say, "Hey, pops,
maybe settle down"?
No, hey, pops, just so you know, you're a talk of the town.
Oh yeah, I guarantee Alex or Eric Crawford or somebody like that. Let
maybe
Bozich
Big Easy.
Know. Maybe Big Easy.
Maybe Big Easy.
Yeah, Pat
God,
40.
How great was that Big Easy, that Easter dinner? Can you imagine?
Oh, I
can,
bet it
can
was
you
just
imagine how extravagant it was? Servers everywhere.
Catered.
Yeah. Servers. Can you imagine?
They had like those big silver like food holders. They popped it off, handing out slices of ham that he didn't make or his wife didn't make either. Oh, yeah, check out this ham.
They had carving stations set up throughout the whole. Not just one.
And a chef.
Multiple carving stations.
Have you ever been to one of those parties where they had, like, servants?
No, I don't think I have.
I went to a wedding shower that had, like, servants, and it made me uncomfortable. Like, I didn't like it. I didn't like it at all. I'm kind of like, they come up and like offer
these. What do you mean you didn't like it?
I just felt like I.
Like in someone's home?
It's in someone's
okay,
home.
Okay, so if it's in someone's
home.
I don't think I've ever been to one where it's been in-home servants.
Yes, I went to a couple's wedding shower that had in-home servants, and it made me uncomfortable because I was like, I never imagined myself in that spot. And I had these people coming up asking me for things. I'm like, I don't want anything. I was like, if I want something, I can go get it. I was like, you don't have to give me anything. And they're like, "Boy, it's our
job."
That's
so lame.
It is lame, but I didn't like it.
Say, "Yeah, I want a Bud Light."
Yeah,
just say, "Hey, I want
like
a Bud
it.
Light." Slip the guy a dollar. What are you doing?
That's
what he does. You're making him.
I know.
You're making him feel bad.
It still
you do that in restaurants too.
No, because I'm not in someone's home. I've never been to something like this. I walk in, and there's people walking around in like tuxes and stuff, like hanging stuff out. I'm like, what the hell's going on here? It just wasn't my scene. I just never been anything like that before. Yes, I know. I'm low count trash. Get those tweets, you know, or texts going. It just made me uncomfortable.
By the way, Paul Pierce, what would you do in a situation like this?
Well, I wouldn't be in that situation.
Well, what if you were?
I wouldn't film it. I wouldn't go on IG Live with it, that's for sure. But I saw that, and I it made me happy. Because everyone – now here's my question. Everybody's always crapping on Paul Pierce. He's on NBA. Oh, shut up, Paul Pierce. People like him now. Is that what's happening here? Now people like him.
I think NBA Twitter has – I think Streeble's right. I think NBA Twitter has done a full pivot on Paul Pierce.
Yeah, because all I heard
really?
Was how terrible he is.
Yeah.
And I saw that.
He gives bad
like,
takes.
Yes, and people are like applauding him and saying, yes. They're like, oh, Paul Pierce pooped his pants and all that. Like, just make fun of him all the time. He does this on IG Live. All of a sudden, he's a hero. which I'm fine with. I'm not going against that. I like Paul Pierce even before this.
You should show your wife this, see what she thinks.
Well, she wouldn't like it.
Why? It's okay. It's an NBA guy. Yeah. Just, hey,
well, no,
look at that.
She'd understand it, but she would just be like, eh. You know.
Like, if you walked in, I was thinking, you know, you walk, like, you don't know that there's women coming over.
Who, me?
What, yeah, what do you do then?
Like,
if you're
like
in a
party.
You're in a buddy's house.
Okay.
You guys are playing poker.
Yeah.
Okay. And then out of nowhere, it's like, buddy's like, hey, you know, ding, ding, there's a, you know, ring the doorbell. Like, I got a surprise for you guys.
Yeah.
You know? Do you leave then? Do you, you just.
I guess it depends on the situation. If it's like a bachelor party.
Not a bachelor party.
If it's just hanging out.
It's a Friday, Saturday night. There's a game on in the background.
Right.
You guys got a poker. You're hanging out with buddies.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just imagining Strebel. Have you seen the movie I Love You, Man?
Yes.
I'm just imagining Strebel as Paul Rudd's character, like, at a poker night.
No, I would be fine, but with, like, if the women showed up, I would let my wife know. Be like, hey, like, this is what's going on at the party. I would let her know what's going on. Absolutely. I wouldn't be dishonest with her about it. I would let her know.
Texas says, KSR was making fun of Bozich's grill today. Bozich has got much better at grilling.
He has. He's improved tremendously.
I will back him on that.
Yes.
But he did win the weekend.
Yeah.
I feel like he won the weekend.
I feel
more so than even Paul Pierce. Because I feel like Paul Pierce does what he does all the time.
I agree.
I feel like this is a good weekend where Bozich could say, damn it, I'm not going to fall into this millennial crap
of
Miley Cyrus
person.
Away to 10 o'clock for a tip-off. I'm going to watch some damn baseball.
I'm playing
and
my flag.
Yes, I'm going to watch White Sox baseball and some fat catcher they have who's playing well right now. Mitch,
sure,
what's the guy's
happy.
Name? He's a fat catcher.
Yerman Mercedes.
He's like 30.
Mercedes?
Yes. Like,
yeah.
I tried to pick him up in fantasy after that first day, and a dude scooped him in front of me. Couldn't do anything about it.
And I'm sure Bozich was happy. Like, I'm sure he was perfectly happy. Like, people are like,
pig in mud, as they would say.
Yeah, people cry, oh, you missed a great game. And Bozich's like,
well,
I got baseball.
Does he read the mentions?
I'll have to ask him, I guess, on Thursday. I would assume he reads a few of them, then he stops. Well, he reads a few of them, he's like, all right, I'm done here. I don't need to waste my time with these people. That's what I think.
People are coming for you. Texas says, Pierce kept asking for Monica. I don't know who that was.
Monica, like Monica back in the day, R&B Monica, Brandy and Monica.
He's got no. Mitch has no idea what you're saying right
now. No.
He has no idea.
Who Monica is.
No, yeah, like no. Brandy and Monica.
Yeah.
Yes, like
the boy is
yes.
mine. You never heard that song,
that's,
Mitch?
You ever heard the boy is mine, Mitch?
No.
Texas says, I heard Keon Brooks reach out to Louisville and they said no thanks.
Yeah.
Texas says, Woodson's hitting more home runs than the Reds did versus the Cardinals.
Oh. By the way, if he did really reach out to Louisville, I can get on board with possibly them saying no thanks to ask you, but if Keon Brooks reached out to Louisville, I believe they'd take him 100%. 10 out of 10.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, 10 out of 10 times. Yeah, they didn't say no thanks to Keon Brooks. I think they'd say, yes, please come to Louisville, Keon Brooks. But I think the Indiana thing is starting to seem more and more likely, right?
Texas says, did 40 sing along with Miley Cyrus while in the arena? Well, that's the other thing that I tweeted about. Is the
Wasn't
only like the majority of people that were in the arena, besides the few thousand fans, were media gas bags.
Yeah,
and that is funny that Miley. I know, obviously, it's the television audience.
Sure,
I understand.
That they're trying to play
it's
for.
The television audience. We get that,
right?
But like in attendance was like Matt Norlander and Dana O'Neill and Pat Forty and a bunch of local gas bags.
Jeff Borzello.
Yeah, like that's who that, she was performing for. Jeff Borzello and Dana O'Neill.
Impossible was
right.
Adam Zagoria
Mike
there.
Mike DeCourcy and Adam Zagoria were there, right?
Yeah, it was weird because she had like the COVID squares they had. Did you see the COVID squares?
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
It was weird. It was just no, I watched
it was,
that.
It was ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. I'm like, didn't all of the, she? I don't have an opinion. She was fine. I don't care. It was just the whole setup was weird. Like you said, you had all those media gas bags. Eat their.
Does
nachos
your daughter like Miley?
Scally. She does like Miley. Yes.
Does Kellen like Miley?
No, he does not.
That's a shocker.
Yes, he doesn't like Miley. He was complaining about the concert. He's complaining
really?
Like Chris Bozich. He was like, get it off my screen. I want to watch.
He was being an old man?
UCLA. Yes, he was like, get her out of here.
Really?
I want to watch the basketball game. He was like Bozich. He wanted her out of the way.
Would you be okay with your daughter, like, her looking up to Miley Cyrus?
I mean, I, What am I going to say? No, you can't like her. Like, it doesn't bother me. I don't care.
There was another person at ESPN Louisville that agreed with Bozich.
Who, Bob?
A Louisville Big J was so mad at the Miley Cyrus, he straight up refused to watch the game. This made Barstool Sports. So, yeah.
Now, to be fair, I did not watch Miley's performance. If I had, I might have had a similar attitude. But I missed it, so I was able to watch the game without, I guess, free of, with a free mind.
So,
I guess.
Kurt acts like it's a sin. If I watch Miley, I was going to sin.
Yeah.
I could watch this college basketball game with a clear mind.
Purity.
A purity. A pure mind.
The purity of the game.
How old is Kurt?
He's younger than me, right?
No. Is he 70? Is he 75?
I don't know, man.
Kurt's 70 years old, is he not?
Well, he doesn't, like, he might be, because I remember he went on vacation. Didn't he go like the Bahamas last year or something like that with the women's team, the UofL women's team? And he connected, and he was like sitting on the beach, but he didn't have a drink. And he's like, "Yeah, I just sit here. I don't drink any alcohol."
I don't think he drinks.
No, I don't think he drinks either. And Phil Baker's like, "Oh, really?" And there's like an awkward silence between them. But yeah, I mean, that's something that grandparents, they go sit on the beach and just do crossword puzzles. That's what I see Curran doing.
By the way, did you see that the Rangers, Texas Rangers, have full stadium today?
That's what that was.
That was a full stadium.
Yeah, I saw
we're watching.
That.
That's nuts.
Yeah. It's.
We're going to put a boot up your ass. Okay, I'll take my mask off. Goodness.
Don't force me.
Okay, I'll just take the mask off.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I'll take the mask off.
Yeah, I saw. I don't know if Florida has full stadiums yet, but I would assume they're not too far behind that.
Texter says, welcome home, Dane Fife. And by the way, Mitch, it's Dane. Everyone wants to call him Dan.
It's Dane Fife, yeah.
It's Dane Fife.
Well, I thought I misspoke earlier when I heard the Mitch's Sports Center say Dan. I was like, I thought it was Dane. I said Dane earlier, so I'm glad I was correct.
Let's take a break. 437-9680. We got a big game tonight. Want to talk about that, obviously. The sound bracket we have to update. Some more things on Devin Askew. And then the sad weekend that was for John Calipari. We can do that. Easter gifts, that's still out there if we want to do anything. There got a bunch of things. DMX, we got to get into that.
Oh, man, DMX.
Got to get into DMX at some point. And we got a bunch of sound as well. 437-9680, it's The Take on a Monday, another hour to go. All right, guys, BJ Heating and Cooling, you can find them online today, bjheatcool.com. Phone number 812-283-7221. They've been around since 1984, and they are here, quite frankly, to help you. You have one of those emergencies, they're on call 24/7, 365, whether it be for your home or your business, heating, AC, whatever it may be, they got you covered. Regular maintenance, they got you covered there. And right now, if you have those rooms that are difficult to cool down in the summer months, a Bryant mini split is quiet and efficient, and you're not reworking your entire ductwork installation. That can be really pricey. You don't want to do that. Right now, they're your local factory-authorized Bryant dealer. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, bjheatcool.com.